You are on Radio Tacoma's Climate 360.
And I'm your host, John Doherty, where we take a 360-degree look at climate here and around the world in 360 seconds or less. So let's get right to it. Let's start off with a fun fact. It costs about 3 cents per mile for electricity to operate an electric vehicle here in Washington, one of the cheapest places to operate an EV in the United States due to our abundant and inexpensive hydropower. That's compared to about 15 cents per mile for a gasoline-powered vehicle.
Quote for today.
This from Stephen Hawking, a physicist and cosmologist from the University of Cambridge, one of history's most insightful thinkers, quoting, "One of the basic rules of the universe is that nothing is perfect. Perfection simply doesn't exist." This simple and obvious truism is so frequently forgotten or abused. There is no perfect energy system. There is no energy system that does not have adverse impacts on the world we live in. That's why I prefer the phrase greener energy. Wind, solar, and water are just less damaging than fossil fuels. They don't come without damages of their own, and it's a mistake to pretend they do, to gloss over the shortcomings of what we call clean or green energy. On the other hand, fossil fuel devotees think they are doing something by pointing out the shortcomings of wind, water, and solar, the shortcomings of electric vehicles, the problems with energy transition, and on. They are an influence on people who are uncertain or who are unwilling to get a handle on the science of fossil fuel pollution and the resulting environmental degradation. The answer, the way I see it, is to always be prepared to speak truth to falsehood, being very careful that what we say is factually based.
Good news, bad news.
Just recently, the Environmental Defense Fund launched a methane-detecting satellite into orbit. The extent of methane emissions has mostly depended on fossil fuel companies' reporting, so it's good news that we will get an independent, real-time inventory of actual methane emissions. Up to now, at least here in the United States, the EPA asks industry to self-report on methane leaks. Some of those leaks are accompanied by fines, so a fox guarding the henhouse scenario isn't a stretch. Imagine with me for a minute. The farmer goes to the fox and says, "I want you to guard the hen house, and however many hens you actually eat, I'm going to charge you for those hens. So once a week, you have to come to me and report how many hens you ate, and then I'll know how much to charge you." That's essentially how the system works in the United States right now regarding methane emissions. So here's the bad news. The initial estimates are that industry is underreporting methane emissions by a factor of 5 or 6. Actual emissions will be confirmed by the satellite. The open question is, what are we going to do about the emissions? So here's some more good news, bad news. There's lots more wind offshore than there is on land. There's an app called Windy. You can take a look, and that makes this abundantly clear. So there are significant and ongoing efforts to create offshore wind farms, particularly in New England, but along the whole Atlantic coast. So for carbon emissions, that's good news. But, and you knew this was coming, the bad news is there is opposition to these projects. Some of the opposition comes from sources you might expect, fossil fuel-friendly organizations, folks calling climate change a hoax, etc. But there's a whole new bunch opposing these wind farms, and that's privileged, wealthy, white people who are in a snit because they think their ocean views are going to be marred by these wind turbines. They've even come up with the term viewshed, kind of like watershed. Watersheds are a good thing, right? So viewsheds must be something good too. Environment to be predicted. You get it. Clever wordsmithing. So while my personal sympathy for the ultra-wealthy being upset by having to see a wind turbine from their widow's walk is non-existent, I do think it's important to consider where our energy is presently coming from. It's coming from fossil fuel belching power plants that in many cases are close to populations who are struggling from day to day to provide for themselves and their families in an often toxic environment and as a result of those same power plants. And people who are suffering health-wise from the unhealthy environment caused by those power plants, the last thing in the world those folks are concerned about is what the view looks like. Doesn't that just seem wrong that we're holding up energy production, the ultimate goal of which is to get rid of those toxic fossil fuel power plants, that some privileged folks are trying to stop the construction of those wind farms because they don't want to have to see them? Okay, let's finish up with some numbers. CO2 concentration 1 year ago was 421 parts per million, and now the concentration is 424 parts per million. Methane concentration in 1990 was 1,714 parts per billion. In 1923, it was 1,922, with the concentration increasing each year during that time. And finally, Las Vegas betting odds on who'll be the next president. Trump, 46%. Biden, 37%. And that's your Climate 360.